Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hannah texted me, like, I don't know if help was the word, but just kind of reaching out to a friend when you're having a hard time. And I could relate, because I feel like this is a weird week for me because it's Mother's Day week. And so I lost my mom about a little over 5 years ago. And so this week always hits hard for me. Hannah had lost her grandma, and her grandma's birthday was on Sunday. Was it Sunday, Hannah?
Yesterday.
And it just hits hard. Like, those people who had those mother figure-like roles for you, and the week heading into Mother's Day, it just... it kind of hits you like a tidal wave for whatever those reasons. Like, I always say this, grief kind of works as an ocean. It like has like waves. It comes in at times unexpected, and you sometimes don't even know why, but all of a sudden you just feel this rush of emotions. But when you hit those milestones, there's like an excuse for those waves. It's like a storm that actually did hit you, right? And so those milestone moments, like Mother's Day hitting me, or a birthday and Mother's Day for like the mother of the family, for Hannah, was having a hard time this weekend?
Yeah, so usually her birthdays are rough. There's usually like two or three, maybe four really hard days throughout the year. It's like her birthday, Christmas. Am I still on air?
I think something just broke over here.
Oh,
I don't know what that wasn't. Nobody.
I think it was Hannah's microphone stand.
Okay.
Well, it's already been broken, so now it completely collapsed. So that's great.
Okay, that made my heart drop.
I heard a ding.
Like, in a segment where I'm already.
I thought Kevin was like playing a new instrument.
I thought a gong had hit, and then like someone's gonna come in like, this is Hannah's grandma. This is God. Like, what was happening?
Yeah,
it
dimes
was like
are gonna start falling.
It was a gong right there. That was.
But it was Hannah's microphone just completely collapsing at one point.
It's either this story shouldn't be shared or keep going. Okay. Anyway, there's a couple hard days throughout the year. Her birthday, the day she passed away, Christmas, like those types of days. And the other day it was her birthday, and it was really hard. And I texted Brett because I felt, this is my seventh birthday not here. And in particular this year, I noticed that what got really, really hard for me was that I was looking for like a picture to post on Facebook or whatever of her. And I realized just how far back I had to scroll in my camera roll to find a photo of her. And I'm passing, you know, all these memories of my nephews being born and me signing on here at work and all these things that she wasn't here for. So that was really hard for me this year, to go back 7 years to her last birthday here with us. And it was really hard. So I reached out to Brett.
I can relate, you know, like for Mother's Day, like there's so many things happened in my life where my mom just wasn't part of it. Like, she died 5 years ago in my life. They say this, and it is the most cliche statement ever. And before I had kids, I think I kind of hated the parents said it. Like, oh, there's life before kids and life after kids. I'm like, okay, sure. Your whole life gets flipped upside down. But it really is. Like, I don't even know who I was before kids. And my mom never got to meet my kids. My son is 4. My mom died 5 years ago. Never got to meet my kid. Mm. And that's all my mom wanted to be was a mom. Like yeah. that. Like I think like my mom, we lost her to dementia. And I honestly don't know if she knew where I lived because I'd moved around from radio. I don't think like she knew I was on the radio because I feel like it was like kind of like burned into her brain. But if you asked her like what time I was on the radio, what the name of the show was called, what type of music we played, she knew nothing about my career. Mm. And honestly, as like weird as odd as that is, like that was so cool because she didn't care. Like she cared about me as Brett and her as her son and her baby boy. And there's like so many cool milestones. I just like I literally do this all the time. I'll pick up my phone and be like, oh, I got to tell my mom about it. And I'm like, oh my God, it's 5 years ago. Yeah. But like, she's still like, as crazy as it sounds, she's still one of the top three people in my life that I want to tell
right.
good news or bad news to, right? Like, still the top three people, probably even top two. Like, my brother and my dad listen to the radio show. You probably are not finishing higher than mom, guys. Yeah. Like, it's probably my wife and mom who's no longer here. Like, I just want to tell mom about it. I want to tell mom about anything.
Do you guys find yourself at times just talking to them?
Yeah, like, I do.
You pray?
You know what? Dude, it's so weird that you said that, Kevin, because I do. A lot of times when I pray, I'll start off with, like I... This is going to sound like a weird statement. Sometimes I think my mom is God because I'll start off with a prayer because mm-hmm. I am someone who, this is how I pray. Everyone prays differently, but I have conversations with God. I'll like start yeah. off a mm-hmm. prayer and say, but I don't do a lot of the Our Fathers and those type of prayers. I'll just be like, God, this is what's going on. And I feel like I talk to God, but all of a sudden, halfway through my prayer, I feel like all of a sudden it's my mom and I'll be like, mom, this is what's going on. Oh yeah, I just switched it up, I guess. Like, so I don't know, but I do that all the time. That's so weird that you said that, Kev.
I catch myself still praying for my grandma. I'm like, oh, I pray, you know, she's doing okay in heaven, yeah. which is a crazy prayer to make, but for some reason it brings me comfort, so yeah. that's what I do.
I pray that they let my mom into heaven. I'm like, man, please let that lady in. Like, God, she's cool.
Like,
I swear.
She's still waiting
yeah.
at the gate.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, she's still waiting at the gate. Like, she's like, she could be, she'll, like, I feel like this is something I said, though, to, and I believe this, because my mom really wanted a daughter, so when we had, and I had a girl because she like would ask like, when am I going to get a girl? I think my mom really wanted me to be a girl and didn't work out for her. I think she like went up to God and she's like very pushy like woman. She's like, yo, God, like knocking on the door. Like if he's like in his room by himself, like, God, open up. It's Becky Mega. And I need a granddaughter like now.
It's my time.
Like that's
waiting.
How it was. But yeah, I do. It's so crazy that Hannah and I were texting about it just like as friends. But I think a lot of people this week spurs up a lot of emotions for grandmas mm-hmm. and moms because those have the special place in our hearts. Like those are the special people for us always.
Yeah,
and moms never stop being moms.
And the worst part of it, you know, having unfortunately lost both of my parents is too, I always think to myself, I lost a fan, you know, at least in the physical sense. That's what moms are. They're like your biggest fan.
Dude,
so,
that's,
you know,
that's an interesting statement to make too. My mom used to like always say like if I like couldn't make it to practice or something like that, I had something going on, my mom would be like, just tell them your mom said it. Like that's a thing. Like mom had like overall like biggest fan, mm-hmm. number one spot, like mom say goes.
Yes.
So like if I had something going on at work, like, oh man, I'm so busy at work. But, like, well, you're telling your mom said you don't have to do that project.
Right. Right. Anything is ever written.
Like it was a legit excuse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mom said I needed a raise. So
yeah.
Come on.
That's what I would do. Is like, my mom,
I'm going to start saying that.
Yeah. Like, yo, my mom said this is what I should make. And like, if they didn't pay you, like, my mom's going to call you and you're screwed.
Right.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.